It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Rangers say a man has been found dead at White Sands National Park. New Mexico State Police have identified the man as 63-year-old Jeffrey Minshew of Moriarty. Authorities say an unoccupied vehicle was found in the park Sunday morning, which led to a search, and the body was discovered around 5 in the evening on Monday. The National Park Service is coordinating with state police to investigate the death. Authorities say foul play is not suspected at this time. All eyes are on Texas this week as the battle over voting rights resumes. Fred Martino reports.
Texas Democrats are gearing up for a fight over voting rights during the special legislative session starting Thursday. Democrats blocked the bill during the regular session by walking out. Glenn Smith with Progress Texas is a longtime Democratic consultant. He tells the Texas Standard Democrats are not ruling out any strategies to challenge the legislation.
One of the reasons to fight this tooth and nail in the special session with every tool we have is to create enough delays, enough attention that we can move Congress to move on our behalf and vote to protect voting rights nationwide.
A group of House Democrats sent a letter to the House Speaker requesting any election bills included in the governor's agenda get a public hearing. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
And in more news, the Board of Education of Las Cruces Public Schools selected Pamela Court to represent District 2 at a special board meeting on Tuesday. Madison Staten has the story.
Pamela Court will serve as the newest member of the Las Cruces Public School Board of Education, temporarily filling the District 2 seat left vacant by former board member Terry Dahlman. Court brings 31 years of total teaching experience to the position. Prior to her retirement in 2019, she spent over 25 years teaching at Las Cruces High School, earning New Mexico Teacher of the Year in 2013. She says the need to ensure all students feel engaged and culturally accepted is a top reason she feels called to serve on the board.
Where I think that my expertise would be most beneficial and where I am currently passionate is culturally and linguistically responsive teaching. I worked on my educational specialist degree, and my whole thesis and everything I wrote was on the importance of bringing in different cultures and languages into the classroom and how to engage all students from their perspective.
Court emphasized the importance of creating an inclusive classroom space, specifically one welcoming to English language learners.
What we're finding is a lot of students are disenfranchised. They are not wanting to continue their education because they don't believe the public schools are doing what is in their best interest. English language learners, even though we have made great gains in that, though that population is still left behind on so many levels. Other students don't converse with them because of the language barrier. And so if we can create a more inclusive community through the understanding of people's cultures, through the understanding of beauty of other languages, and understanding how our language is a combination of multiple languages, I think that we can create that commonality.
Five different applicants were interviewed for the position, including NASA engineer Carissa Breeley, who has served on the LCPS Equity Council, and former special education teacher Charlene Bencomo, was now the executive director of a New Mexico nonprofit. Candidates were individually asked a series of five questions on topics ranging from student engagement initiatives to education priorities. Prior to a ranked choice vote, LCPS board member Maria Flores reflected on the quality of applicants.
You all bring something big to the table. I feel that each and every one of you has something to offer. Sometimes the school board is the most neglected body of elected officials or the most hated body of officials. It is a grueling situation sometimes, but thank you for being here and for putting yourself out there.
LCPS School Board President Ray Jaramillo concurred with that message, saying District 2 will be well represented on the board.
I think District 2 and Las Cruces Public Schools is in a win-win-win-win situation. We have five candidates that I would be happy and be excited to work with. Someone's going to have to come out of this. That's what we have to do.
Ultimately, the ranked vote favored Court, who says she will strive to make sure the student voice is heard.
We need to make sure that all student voices are heard and that we bring an understanding of all of the multiculturalism that exists in the schools and all of the different languages that come with that, because with greater understanding comes greater empathy.
Court will serve as the District 2 representative until the start of 2022. An election for the seat is scheduled to take place this November. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.